The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
Nevin Maguire is with us. Morning, Nevin.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Nevin, on the subject of maggots, you know that Sicilian cheese?
Yes, I've never tasted it. Don't go there.
Would you?
I don't know. Would I? I don't know. I don't know. Listen, it's something they've always done. It's probably historic tradition cheese. Would I taste it? Maybe. Probably the first thing I ever tasted, if you were to ask me something, was with my dad years ago in a place in France. And we went to this restaurant and their speciality was water rat. I kid you not.
No.
It was one of the most vile things. Two little kind of medallions or kind of stuffed little pieces of meat. I had to give half it to my dad. The whole sauce was split. It was a speciality in the restaurant. I didn't know what I was eating. I was about maybe 17, 18. My poor dad had to eat the three of them. So,
yeah. You said that the sauce was split.
Split. The whole thing is not curdled, just it was a grainy sauce, like whatever they cooked it, they obviously boned and rolled it. This is not where I thought.
Oh, I love it. I particularly like the chefiness of A, the raw, it was water rat, but B, the sauce was split.
Well, I just remember it. It was dark. It was green. It just looked awful and it tastes even worse. And that has very rarely ever happened to me in my life. And, you know, so you were asking me would I taste that cheese. Night. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Did you ever hear about that thing that I think it was Mitterrand used to like, the songbird drowned in Armagnac that you have to eat under a towel? Have you come across this?
Well, that might be kind of like the woodcock, which is really highly prized. And what they do is they soak in an Armagnac, but they split the head, they eat the brain, they eat the innards, the offal. Every single piece of this bird is actually eaten and enjoyed, and woodcock. And we actually can catch them in Ireland during the season, during the winter season, but they're highly prized. That might be a variation of that. Nothing is wasted. Everything is eaten.
Well, here's the thing. I have this theory. That stuff that we don't eat very often, there's a good reason, because it's not very good. That's my, and I could be wrong, but you know those kind of, oh, you should try sweetbreads. Well, there's a reason we don't eat them that often. Is there any of those that I'm wrong on that you say, here's a thing that nobody tends to eat, but it's really good?
Well, it's interesting, Anne. I was away about maybe 4 weeks ago and I was up the north of Portugal near Braga. So I was doing a show for RTE. Something I'd never seen or eaten before. They use pork blood in rice, shredded pork, and it's what they eat. It's part of a gastronomic experience. They highly value the blood, and it has to be fresh. I'd never seen that. I'm 50 years old. I'm cooking, you know, since I was 12. It's something I'd never had before. It was very rich. It wasn't anything like, obviously, the water rat or anything like that, but it was really, really, really different, so it was, and something I'd never had before. But they loved it, and they valued the pork, which I absolutely love pork. They ate every single part of it, the snout, the ear, the intestine. It was like a platter, a feast of meat on a plate. It was really, really just gorgeous. But seeing the way they cooked it, I thought, wow, that's really interesting.
That thing of cooking every single part. What's the name of the man in London? Is it Fergus Henderson?
Yes, absolutely.
That same thing of, because didn't he do deep fried pig's tail as part of one of his dishes? Like that same thing of every.
Yeah. Nose to tail, isn't that what they call it? That kind of cooking. So you're utilising every single part of the animal, which is the way I think, you know, when you think of the beef, when you think of lamb, like every single part is can be eaten and enjoyed, you know, which is good.
So explain to me, given that you obviously are, cooking is what you are known for and is the core of all of it. What are you doing at Bloom? There's nothing to cook at Bloom. It's all flowers.
Hold on here. You know, I'm coming to Bloom, Anton, 18 years. So I'm in the quality kitchen. Yeah. And there's lots of chefs here the weekend. And I'm going to be on 1:15. So I'm going to do a very simple, like sticky beef skewers, a lovely marinade, you know, just for your listeners, a really simple marinade with some Cajun spice, a little bit of honey, soya, ginger, just over some lovely quality assured Irish beef. And just I have that marinade at the minute. I do a lovely tomato salad and then do that with a little mustard mayonnaise. So it's very simple. So we have a kind of a food village. We have a beautiful kind of setup, and it's 18 years going. It's a credit to Bord Bia what they've done to promote Ireland as a food destination. But you have the gardens, you have the growing. It's a real family event, and I've seen it getting bigger and better every year. And for me as a chef, you always meet lots of new food producers. So when I'm finished with you, I'm going to do a quick walk around the food village, go into meet some of the artists and producers, and then I'll be on 1:15. I love this show. It's great fun. You meet wonderful people who just have a real interest in food and gardening and cooking, and that's what it all starts from. Who produces our food? When we grow food or whatever it is, vegetables, salads, herbs, you know what goes into it. And seasonality is so important too, Anton. We've kind of lost that a little bit, I think, within the whole world we live in at the minute. So that's the key, to eat seasonally and you eat better.
Yeah, I suppose we take for granted so much that you have the capacity to go into a shop in the middle of November and get tomatoes or get basil or get pineapples or whatever it is, that you don't even think about seasonality.
Absolutely. Well, one of the best growers in the country, Pat Clark, he produces beautiful strawberries. His season starts in April, the end of April until October. I'll be doing a lovely little cheesecake with his stem picks. What does that mean? It means they're all hand-picked, the strawberries. They're never touched the fruit. So you see the little stem, and he's based in Stamullen. He is the best variety and beautiful strawberries. Mullen Centenary is the variety he has. He'll have raspberries now in a few weeks. He's one of my food heroes. He delivers to us every week in Black Lion. I'll be doing a lovely dessert. So when you're eating strawberries, because you can get lovely strawberries that look lovely from Spain or Morocco or Egypt during the winter, but they don't taste of anything. I don't think so, anyway. Not like our Irish strawberries. They are the best.
No, it is one of those fruits, and you would know, I wouldn't know why, but I've never understood the reason for it. But it is, I've never come across anywhere strawberries as nice as Irish strawberries.
I agree. And I suppose I have to give, you know, the farmers the credit, because they do obviously the hard work. And I think it's when the season is, you know, he was telling me yesterday that 12 degrees is the perfect temperature, you know, for growing them. They're not growing outdoors. They're growing covered with the circulation of air. There's no sprays on them. They're naturally growing. So it's just a beautiful thing. And for me, bloom is the start of summer, and strawberries too. And what I do with them, Anton, I put a little bit of balsamic vinegar, 3-year-old balsamic, some chopped basil, put a tiny little touch of vanilla and creme de cassis, which is a lovely blackcurrant liqueur, and then make a simple cheesecake. It's lovely. And you can do this with strawberries, with kind of pavlova, with ice cream, or even with pancakes. It's really good. Macerating fruit, we call it.
Is the macerating the pudding, is that the vinegar that does that?
Or? Yeah, the vinegar, exactly. The vinegar. Now, you can use the alcohol, like obviously it's for kids. You could use a nice cordial. You could use a lovely Wexford blackberry or rhubarb one, which is gorgeous because there's some of the producers here making it and selling it at the show here. So you could do that. But the vinegar, yeah. And not a really expensive vinegar either, because, you know, you can get a traditional balsamic vinegar, which is 12, 15, 20 years. But this is just a 3-year-old nice balsamic vinegar from Modena in Italy. And it's really good, really delicious.
When you're doing the cooking demonstrations at something like Bloom, do you feel any nerves?
No, I love it.
Do you not? No?
Get your energy from people. Of course, you get a buzz. Like, I had two lovely twins up on the stage yesterday, and they were, I think, 10 years of age. I have twins myself, and they were from Galway. So they came up and they helped me make the cheesecake, and they loved cooking, and I give them a little book. And it's lovely when you see that, because for me as a father and as a chef, if we can encourage young people to cook and inspire them, it's the greatest gift we can give our kids, Anton. Honestly, I really believe that. And it's lovely, like, something about this show here. Like, I had over, I think, maybe 150 or 200 people at the demo. It was packed. And you meet lots of the same faces. I met a lovely young girl from Clare this morning. It's her first time at Bloom. I said, "Will you come up and cook with me?" She said, "I'm not sure. I'll let you know." I said, "We'll have fun. Don't be worrying." So I just love, you get your energy from people. So you do. And I just love when they ask questions. And a lot of men come up to the demonstrations and they'll be asking me different questions. You know, how do you chop an onion? What kind of knives? How do you cook a steak? That's lovely. I love that. I'm a people's person.
It has to be said, the greatest thing to do in all of those is, I think, advise people to get a meat thermometer or just a food thermometer. Very hard to get any proteins absolutely right if you don't have one of them.
Yeah, you're right. And they just bring the consistency. And I mean, like, listen, for me as a chef, we have the best meat in the world. Our beef is second to none. And bringing it to room temperature, like, I'm going to talk through like a nice little marinade with a little bit of rapeseed oil, or you can use olive oil, a little bit of fresh thyme, garlic. That's a simple marinade because the weather's lovely. If you're doing a barbecue, bring your meat to room temperature, season it just before it goes on to the griddle pan or barbecue, and lovely Irish sea salt. Like, I'm using Ackle sea salt here, Orioles here. They're great. So we came a long way. Like, so I've been cooking a long time. Like, we can produce our own oil, our own lovely spices, and now the lovely salt. So they all add so much flavour. But we've always had great meat, great dairy. That's where good food starts. And the farming community, they're getting a tough time. We need to support them, because for me in the restaurant, beef is still number one. Beef is our best seller, without doubt. And then we have our duck. We have a lovely fish from Killybegs. So I think just something like that, a really nice piece of meat, as you said, meat thermometer, you'll get consistency there. And like, I learned a tip, like, with a French chef, just pressing the bottom of your thumb, medium, rare, well done. Since we've opened the restaurant, it used to be all well done at the start. Now, definitely the Irish palate has changed. It's medium rare, which I love that. It's juicy, it's succulent, it's full of
flavor. Oh, stop. It's too much.
You haven't even had your breakfast.
Oh, we got a text to say, Anton, the bird dish that you spoke of is called ortolan bunting. Apparently a favourite of Charlie High. It would be. It would be, wouldn't it? Nevin, always a pleasure. Nevin is going to be at Bloom. So if you want to get hold of him, leg it in the direction of the Phoenix Park. And what time do you say you're up on stage?
I'm on 1:15, and then I'm doing two demos, one 11 tomorrow morning, and then in the afternoon. So I'll be doing two and then one Monday. So looking forward to seeing you, and great to chat to you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Enjoy it, Nevin. Thanks very much for coming on. That's it.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.